You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, so we're back. Do you know the real Jesus, or have the religious leaders lied to you? If you've missed some of these shows, they're all archived on the internet. You can go there and catch up, listen for yourself. Most important, get your Bible out, follow along, and make sure everything we're telling you is the truth. Don't just do what you do when you go to church, where the preacher says it and people believe it. Be like a Berean. Get your Bible out. Check it out. Test everything. See if it's the truth, yes or no. So last show we were talking about the Sabbath. Nowhere in the Bible does the Bible substitute Sunday for the Sabbath day. The principles kept and observed were that Saturday was the Sabbath before and after Christ's death and resurrection. See a few quick places. See if I'm lying or not. Check it out. I'm going to read the verses. I'll tell you beforehand what they are. Acts 13:14, Acts 13:42 through 44, Acts chapter 18 verse 4, Acts chapter 18 verse 11. You don't have to leave the book of Acts to realize that the Sabbath wasn't changed after Jesus was resurrected. People say, well, that's why we keep Sunday, because he was resurrected on Sunday. So what? God didn't say to change it. That doesn't change it. Just because he was resurrected on the first day of the week doesn't nullify God's commandment that worshiping him is required on the seventh day of the week. This is the God that does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Acts 13:14 says, but when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. Worshiping on the Sabbath. Acts 13:42. So when the Jews went out of the synagogue, the Gentiles begged that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Notice they didn't say, well, show up tomorrow and we'll teach some more tomorrow because that's the Lord's Day. No, it's not. The Lord's Day is Saturday. Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. The Jews leave the synagogue and the Gentiles are so captivated, they beg to be taught again the next Sabbath. Acts 13:42, verse 43. Now when the congregation had broken up, many Jews and devout proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. On the next Sabbath, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God. Wow, Saturday, not Sunday. Acts 18:4, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. That's right, Gentiles in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Acts 18:11, and he continued there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. Paul went to the synagogue every Sabbath. He didn't go to church on Sunday. Sunday was a work day. He was a tent maker. He was out there working. But every Sabbath he was worshiping God and teaching others. Here's how you get a hold of us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.